pull up, get it. Live. Yeah. What's up? This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though. Right
here. A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else. Yeah. It's the Dola White Podcast.
Episode 102 now, the Dola White Podcast. My guest today, author of the new book, Mermaid and Pirate, Tracy Batiste. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So I got your book. It's great for kids. I read it to my daughter just the other night. I wanted to know kind of what got you started on this path of mermaids, of all things. I know you wrote an op-ed in the New York Times a couple years ago called Mermaids Have Always Been Black. What was kind of the trigger that sparked this journey for you?
So the podcast started because, people were having reactions to the idea of Disney casting Halle Bailey in the role of Ariel for The Little Mermaid. And so there were a lot of people who were tagging me in social media posts because some of the work that I had done up to that point included fantasy characters, which also included mermaids and a creature called Mama Jlo, who is from Caribbean folklore and also West African folklore. And because of the kinds of conversations that we were all having online, I realized that people really did not understand that there were mermaids in cultures way before Hans Christian Andersen wrote The Little Mermaid. Right. So the op-ed kind of came from that, from the research that I had known from, studying folklore from all over the world. And so in the op-ed, I talk about the very first mermaids that ever exist in, sort of storytelling history come from Africa. There are cave paintings of mermaids in South Africa. And then there are mermaids in ancient stories from China and India. The Maori people from New Zealand have mermaids. There are mermaids in Brazil. So there are all these mermaids from all of these cultures around the world. And people just have not been exposed to any of these stories. So after the op-ed came out and people were still talking about certain things, my editor actually asked me if I would write a story that centered a Black mermaid. Mm-hmm. So Mermaid and Pirate started with my editor saying, hey, why don't you write a Black mermaid story since, this is something that is familiar to you? And I was like, why didn't I think of that myself?
What does it say about us as a country that we're arguing over the race of a character in a film?
Also a fantasy character? Like a character
right. That it's not based on an actual person.
Right.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
she's not playing Jill Biden in this in this film, right?
Like exactly. Right. So, there's a couple of things. There's one, there is the lack of familiarity with the fact that there are stories of these kinds of creatures all over the world, which is one of the things that I talk about in my op-ed. But also just the concept that, okay, if you're going to create a creature that does not exist, why can't that creature look like anything? And it really stems from, some people really have a lack of imagination. Like they cannot imagine anything beyond themselves, which is really unfortunate. It's just such a stunted imagination to not be able to expand it past what's right in front of you in your mirror. It's really unfortunate. To include the idea that there might be mermaids that look like different things. And the thing that I like the most about the kind of research that I've done is that mermaids in stories from all over the world look very differently than even the mermaids we're used to. Like their physical traits are really quite different. So it really kind of just depends on, which mermaid you're talking about from which culture. It can look like any race, but also their bodies can be totally different than what we're used to.
Wow. I can't imagine gaining knowledge about mermaids the way you have it. How hard of a subject is that to research?
Not hard.
Really?
Not hard at all.
Like, where would you even start?
Honestly, there are so many stories about mermaids that you can find at like your library that will tell you all of these things. It really isn't hard. It is available and it is out there. Like, I did not even need to leave my desk to find out some of the things that I found out about. But yeah, the thing is that the stories that get told and the stories that get centered and the stories that get made into like big splashy books and big, you know, blockbuster movies tend not to be the stories from other cultures outside of Europe and North America. And that's really what it is. Like, you know, those stories have not had a chance to be told yet. And so we are less familiar with all of the other mermaids that exist. I didn't even know until recently that there was this great Inuit story with a mermaid called Sedna. Like, that's a thing that I recently found out just as I was like going through looking for stuff for yet another article. And that was something that I came across that I had not in all of my years of like looking at things and looking at folklores and stuff like that, had not come across that one. So that one was even new to me. But again, that was, you know, thank you, librarians. Like, you know, they just come and they hand you these books and you're like, what? There's all these things.
Would you say that was kind of the Inuit story was kind of the, I always ask authors this, especially when they have to do, when most authors have to do some kind of form of research before they write a book, right? And when you're doing research, you're going to stumble upon information that you didn't know. And some of that information is going to kind of blow your mind and you're going to be like, oh my God, like, would you say the Inuit story was that for you? Or was there something else that you found out that you were like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, how did I not know this? How does everybody not know this?
I know. Well, I mean, the Sedna story definitely was one of those. And it's also like one of the more gruesome mermaid stories. Here's the thing about all mermaid stories. Like, all mermaid stories are not cute and sweet. Like, they're pretty brutal, all of them. But the one actually that kind of got me was one of the Maori stories from New Zealand. And just the idea of these mermaids with like these tongues that are like tubes and they like basically take and they like knock over everybody's boats. Like, their whole thing is just like sinking boats and killing sailors. Wow. This is hilarious.
Wow. Kind of reminds you of the people in the last Black Panther film, right? Like,
that is exactly. Yeah. They're very, very much like that. They're under there. They're vindictive. They don't care.
I wonder if that was based on something, the Black Panther.
Oh, those people, I think, yeah, they're based on, I think, some other South American folklore. And there are, and again, like, there's several of them, right? So there's so many of these kinds of stories that are out there that haven't had a chance to be told yet. And this is why people are like so surprised by the idea of a Black mermaid or, you know, even a Black pirate, which really surprises me when people are surprised about Black pirates, because like the pirates, like in their heyday were, you know, the Spanish Main was the Caribbean. So like, who are the people who are living in the Caribbean? Like, it's not Europeans.
I was going to ask you about pirates, because I think in America, that is kind of the standard. It's like a white, you know, guy with an eye patch, or even like a Viking type, you know, Voyager type person. But obviously that's one facet of history and not
that
the
is,
whole picture.
Yeah.
That's the snapshot. So what do we need to know about pirates?
The thing to know about pirates really is that, you know, the sort of the heyday of piracy, when people talk about pirates, this was, you know, up and down the Caribbean Sea, up into like places like the Bahamas and into Florida. Like, that was where pirates were doing all of their, you know, nefarious pirating and privateering and whatnot. So when you go to various islands in the Caribbean, like, there's a lot of these places where like pirates actually landed. And where I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, I think a lot of people probably know the story of Treasure Island from Robinson Crusoe. and Tobago, which is the sister island to Trinidad, which is where I grew up, was said to have been Treasure Island. Wow. So I grew up knowing that, you know, pirates were part of my heritage. And when I'm looking around the island at people who live there, like, it's mostly people from the African continent, people from the Indian continent, you know, the Asian continent. That's really the majority, like 99% of the population are Black and brown people. So when I'm thinking about pirates living there, of course, they look like all my cousins, right? They look like all my uncles and aunts and whatnot.
I would imagine there was quite a bit of piracy around Africa and around anywhere with a coastline. And no That's continent right. has more coastline than Africa, right?
Like, that's right. Yes.
You would think there were, just, it makes sense. For there to be pirates there too, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of like West African countries and also like internal, because they had a lot of, there were a lot of rivers and they had like whole naval fleets that would traverse the rivers because this is how they were doing trade. So of course there were people who were like, and you know, like they were fighting with each other all the time because there were all of these empires in Africa. And so like one empire, you know, like would send their ships up, you know, like some river or whatever. And then some other empire would be like, yeah, we're taking your stuff. So like the idea of piracy, you know, is quite long. It's been going on for a really long time. For sure, there has been, the idea of pirates just being like, you know, Johnny Depp is like, that is not a thing.
It's sad, though, how much history is whitewashed, though, like even in folklore, like even things that mystical creatures that may or may not have actually existed. We're still whitewashing them. And it's right. like, why?
Why indeed? And I think really it has a lot to do with a complete lack of exposure. Like people just have not been exposed to these other stories. And hopefully, you know, like something like Mermaid and Pirate is like helping to like bring it like here it is. Like,
yes. That was my next thing. Like, let's talk about the book. So tell us about the book. Tell us the book.
Sure. Right. So in Mermaid and Pirate, the thing that I was thinking about really was, you know, what would happen if these two creatures from these two different places met up and had to try to communicate with each other. Obviously, they wouldn't speak the same language because they come from two different places. So pirate, of course, speaks pirate speak, and everybody knows what that sounds like. You know, a lot of arg and a lot of grunting. And mermaid speaks mermaid speak. So she talks like, it sounds like water. It's like a lot of glub and blub and blubbity and things like that. And so they, you know, a storm literally washes the two of them together. They sort of crash into each other. And pirate has to like get mermaid out of his nets. Her hair is caught in his nets. And I know a lot of girls are going to know what that's like when you're swimming in the ocean and something gets caught in your hair. You got to get it out. That's like, that's not fun. So that's their first meeting. They got to, you know, he's got to try to help her. They're super unhappy, both of them, but like very quickly, they find themselves into these other difficulties, right? Pirate has tried to bury his treasure. Mermaid's like, don't bury your treasure. That's not a good spot. But, you know, they don't speak the same language, so he doesn't understand. And then she's got to get him out of a scrape. And then something else happens and Mermaid finds herself in trouble and Pirate's got to get her out of that scrape. And so, you know, they find ways to communicate with each other, even though they don't speak the same language. And they really find friendship in that communication between the two of them. They figure out how to read each other really with nonverbal communication, and they learn to trust each other. And then they miss each other when they like, you know, have to like go their separate ways, which I think kids will really understand.
I love that. And it's available now, correct?
Yes. It just came out on Tuesday. So you can find it anywhere at any bookstore, you know, like a brick and mortar bookstore or online. You can find it also at your local library.
And if it gets optioned by Disney or Illumination or anything like that, and you're looking for, you know, a voice actor, you got me.
All right.
I've been on the air in Nashville, Tennessee on radio for 21 years now on the same station. And
yeah.
I've always said my goal in life is for somebody that grew up listening to me to be like, you know, whose voice would be perfect for this character in their Disney meeting? And then it would be me. And then I would make 3 movies, millions of dollars. And I would just
go. All right. You just got to start practicing your args.
Yes.
And then you're good to go.
I'm gonna go retire somewhere that may or may not have pirates or mermaids. Somewhere close to the beach. That's the goal. Tracy Baptiste, the book is Mermaid and Pirate. Thank you so much for taking time to do this today.
Thank you so much for having me.